possible. Let me tell you how to make it very uncomfortable. If you know any ICE agent, any person that works for ICE, or you see a group of them going to lunch, dinner, breakfast to a restaurant you're working at, and you happen to be Hispanic, and you happen to be in the kitchen, spit on their food, do unhuman things to their food.
Genius plan. Spit in ICE's food. Take a big old dump on a plate of ICE's food is probably the quickest way to let ICE know that you need to be deported. You want your kitchen raided? This is, again, genius ideas coming from a bunch of future engineers and scientists. I'm glad that we let these fucking idiots break into our country because, of course, we are made better by their genius. Oh, wait, no. That fucking piece of shit over here is going to get even more people deported. And I say get out of your enemy's way as they step all over a bunch of stupid fucking rakes. Go for it, idiot. But here you go. Everybody, all the right people, big mad. David Santa Carla. Legals are now telling people on TikTok to spit and urinate on ICE agents' food. Use nails to impale them and defecate in ICE trucks. But I thought that you guys were all a net benefit. Oh, no. I also kind of imagined a bigger imagination from all of these future engineers and scientists. This is all real lame and stupid. But again, you go ahead and keep taking advice from a subliminal dork over here on TikTok, because this is how you get your entire fucking kitchen raided. Please, please. By the way, Donald Trump, promises made, promises kept, deportating the hell out of these people. By the way, everyone who's like this fatty over here who's all pissed off, oh my God. If you know somebody and I spit in their food, they're like super duper meanses. The super duper meanses. Idiot. We're kicking out criminals first. We started with the rapist and murderer illegal aliens, and they throw in a big hissy fit. Boy, show this to everybody that you know. Yeah. Criminal illegal aliens captured by ISIS raids board deportation flights. Promises made, promises kept. This dude over here, 17 criminal convictions. 17 of them. 17. And he's infamous for saying, I go back. Fuck you, Donald Trump. I go back to Haiti. I go back to Haiti. Fuck you, Trump. Biden forever. Obama West Side. Obama West Side. Tom Homan has seen this clip. And he's got a response, by the way. Quote, I'm not going back to Haiti. Tom Homan, well, quote, he's wrong. He's going back to Haiti. No. You find this over at Gateway Pundit essays, but yeah. No, Donald Trump, again, very quickly has found... remember they told everybody, whoa, you're just going to deport? You're going to deport grandmas? Children's? Huh? You're going to deport migrants? No, we're going to deport illegal aliens. Illegal aliens. Now, the left-hand side wants to keep confusing stupid people that illegal aliens and migrants are the same thing. No. There's legal migration and illegal aliens. If you're a legal migrant, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You came in here legally? You ain't got nothing to worry about. No one's out. Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about you. Congratulations. If you've broken into this country, we got a big problem with you. We're going to get you. We're going to get you. What, you think you just arrest all these people? Hey, you just arrest all these people? First of all, yes. Yeah, I think I can. Yeah. Call it a moonshot if you want, but... I think we can. And immediately, I think there's been something like 15,000. Oh, my wish. 1,500 people already flown the hell out of this place, dropped back off in Guatemala immediately. And so this is not difficult to do. You idiots are posting online. You concentrated all these illegal alien idiots in sanctuary cities. And then you told these idiots to be violent. It's not going to be hard to find them, right? And then when you run and hide, you're going to be hiding where a whole bunch of other illegal aliens are at. By the way, we're going to snatch them all up, fool. We're going to snatch them all up. You're gone out in Z. And so anyway, what do you think? You just round up? By the way, look at this logic. You think you just round up the 30 million illegal aliens? How did 30 million illegal aliens get in here if the border's been the most secure the border there's ever been? Hey, are you idiots even listening to yourselves on your side? 30 million people? 30 million people. So, I don't need to arrest 30 million people, by the way. First of all, yeah, you start arresting the criminals, and a whole bunch of criminals are going to flee. That's right. Ba ba beep, ba 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 ba. Washington's ghost over here. The roads heading back to Mexico are jammed up. People go, they getting the hell out of Dodge. Bunch of illegal alien criminals going, fuck, I better get the hell out of here. And a bunch of Guatemalans saying, I'm going to break into Mexico because I don't want to be sent back to Guatemala. A whole bunch of fucking Haitians sitting there going, they'll break into Mexico. By the way, idiots, Mexico's crazier than us. They actually enforce their border in Mexico. You, an illegal alien Venezuelan, an illegal alien Haitian, you break into Mexico, they're going to fuck you up. This country, we just kicked you out. And again, these people are all pissed off. Well, yeah, wait till you see how the Mexicans treat you. Mexico don't want you fucking people breaking into their country. But there you have it. Yeah, you turn off the give me dats. Yeah, you turn off the Democrat Sanctuary City fucking debit card. You turn all of that off. Most of them self-deport. Self-deport. Arrest a bunch of fucking criminals. You start... promises made, promises kept. They deport themselves. They'll deport themselves. There you have it, boys. Big man. You bet. Oh, you see ICE agents coming in to your restaurant pooping their salad. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah. You're all going to get arrested immediately. Even if you're legal, by the way. this dumb idiot's telling legal immigrants how to get fucking arrested. Fantastic. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support Jack. We'll catch up to date on Fat Essays over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.